It is one of those rare weeks here at the Gio and Jones after party that all three idiots kind of are here together in one tiny little soundproof room.
That's
in between
right.
Pete Pilotti and, for right now, the silent Mike Biseglia. I'm Andrew Bogus. The three of us not named Gio or Jones from the Gio and Jones radio program on CBS Sports Radio, cbssportsradio.com, and the radio.com app, heard Monday through Friday, 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern. Mike is currently being an errand boy, so he will join us here momentarily. Hello, Peter J. Bilotti III.
I wonder how the errand is going.
Well, it seems simple, but Mike is simple. So simple tasks can hurt his simple little mind. So we'll see when he gets back here.
I think the one of the funniest moments in terms of correcting Mr. Biseglia was today. Well, Thursday on the radio program when you came into the control room and said, "What's with the spelling of this word? Why is this thing randomly capitalized?"
Well, it's not only that. Now, the tweet was about, if you're not listening to the radio show, Greg Giannotti, our co-host.
The Greg Giannotti.
I was going to say lead host, because he's technically, in my mind, the lead
anchor host.
Because he like goes to break and comes out of break and does all the broadcaster things.
Anchor host,
the A-host sometimes.
The boat thing, you know.
Right. So he has an infatuation with these animals called capybaras.
Yes,
capybaras. They're this huge rat fink type things.
Disgusting.
That can swim and live on the earth, on the ground. And I guess they're predominantly in South America. They were an issue on the golf course in Rio, and Greg has known about them for a long time because he knows a lot of weird things. So I think Brian brought up the idea of eating one, because it is a delicacy in certain places in this fine world. And so Mike tweeted out, "Would you eat a capybara?" and decided to make the C and the B in the middle capital when neither is capital. But in particular, right, the B is just not capital.
Right.
And there's always something wrong with a tweet. There's bad punctuation, there's no punctuation, there's bad grammar, wrong verb tense, a misspelling. It's a run-on sentence. I mean, every single one. So I saw that and I came in and I said, why is there something wrong in every single one of your tweets?
You had it. You were like Brian Kelly. You were mad as hell and you couldn't take it anymore.
Well, I mean, I'm not really mad, but I was, because I take a lot of things not seriously. But writing and representing yourself well is important to me. Like, I try to sound intelligent and not make stupid mistakes and whatever. And, you know, that's the official show account. It represents the show and us and CBS Sports Radio. And I personally, I hold grammar mistakes against people probably more than I should. But I don't want us to look stupid because Mike makes a lazy or a dumb mistake in making capybara into this weird double capitalized word for no reason.
But
annoyed me.
That's the writer in you. That's the writer in you.
The professional. The non-simple-minded one. There's a lot of things. So Mike is right now downstairs paying the meter, the parking meter, for his car and for Greg's. And we had to start before he was here because we have to leave soon because a fancier program, an actual radio show, needs to use this studio to tape an interview. So we have to get in and get out and didn't want to waste time waiting for Mike. So he will walk in, I'm sure, very delicately in a few minutes and join us.
Be like Dick Van Dyke. You see, if they redid an open for the Dick Van Dyke show and had Mike in it, he would fall over the couch and then fall over everything else. He'd break glasses,
but
get hit by
die.
A car. You know, not die.
But not die to relieve us of the overall annoyance. So tell me, Peter J. Bilotti III, how was boat day?
Oh, boat day was great.
Yeah?
See, boat day, I had a feeling Greg had said that the waters were going to be rough.
Yes, that was a concern.
And they were rough, but at first, as we went on out into the water, I was on the side that wasn't the rough side. So I think I took it a little bit for granted.
Okay.
So then on the way back from where we had went, we went to another area that had a little beach and whatnot.
Okay.
Just hung out for a little bit, and then we went back on the boat. Seas were rough. The wind was kicking up, so I was on the wrong side. So we're bouncing up and down in the water. I'm on the wrong side of the water. and water in my face with the captain's hat on. I saw the picture.
I had a captain's hat on,
and I loved that captain's hat. And the captain's hat flew off into the water.
No way.
As I was holding on to this pole for dear life and getting basically drenched on with the wind and the water and how fast we were going because of the waves.
So nobody fell off, just the hat?
No.
Nobody got seasick?
Nope.
Before he gets here to defend himself, did Mike in any way embarrass himself on boat day?
Yes, he took off his shirt.
He did?
Yes.
And that was embarrassing because he's out of shape? Or
no,
because...
no, I think he needs to work on his tan.
Is that what he was trying to do?
I think.
Okay.
I think. Because if
I don't want to commit to that, but yes.
Well, when I take off my, like, I'm going to Ocean City, Maryland.
Yeah, if you're going to be there starting Sunday, right?
Sunday, yes.
You look for Pete, shake his hand, say, hey, you're Pete Bilotti.
Look for the guy that's tan in certain areas and tan and not in others, because I'm tan on my arms and my head, my face, my legs, but I am not tan on the rest of my body. So there's tan lines everywhere. So it looks like Police Academy, just minus dork.
Now, what wrestling event is in Ocean City, Maryland next
Nothing.
Week? No, this is a non-wrestling
Nothing.
Trip.
This is a vacation, a relaxing vacation that, you know, just away
that
from everything.
You and Katie Lindendahl are going on?
Me and Bridget are going on.
Oh, right, Bridget,
yes,
the other
me
girlfriend.
Me and Bridget are going on.
Right, the main squeeze.
And we are...
Not your Gumar.
We are...
I'm sorry, that's rude.
That Katie, is rude, very
Katie,
rude.
Wait, first of all, Mike Bisseglia is here. Hey, Mike.
How long have you been on the air for?
Six minutes.
Okay, cool.
We've been relatively nice to you.
Yeah.
I just mentioned Katie Lindendahl. Didn't you say she's coming back on soon?
We had her. Oh, I guess you were out that week.
It was last week?
Yeah.
I missed it.
Missed it.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah.
No gifts, though.
No gifts that week, though.
All right, that's fair.
Because you weren't there, that's why.
Did she bring, like, things to use on the air, though?
It was a different interview than we've had in the past. It was for a... foundation.
Okay.
So it wasn't as uplifting.
Okay. Was it soul searching? Was she doing? Was
no,
she, did she
no,
bring
no,
a
no,
song?
No.
Psychic like the last
it was,
time?
It was back to school.
She blowing Greg's mind by seeing the future?
Something like that.
Okay.
But the point was there was no toys.
Okay.
So don't worry. But yeah, we had her last week.
All right.
You missed a lot of fun stuff
Apparently
last week.
Apparently I did.
We're all missing stuff. We were just mentioning how I will be away next week.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the show will stink without you.
We talked about boat day.
That's right.
You already talked about boat day?
A little bit.
I gave my recount, and my recount was that it was a nice day. I got drenched on the way back, and...
Yeah. We had fun.
And you took your shirt off.
You took your shirt off.
Why? We were in the water.
Well, the one thing I said about it was that you need to work on your tan, because you have none.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's why I took the shirt off. We're in the water. It's hot. Is that a weird thing to do?
No, not a weird thing to take off the shirt.
You were swimming or you were on the boat with no shirt?
No, we went in the water. Like, I got out of the boat.
Okay, more importantly, you swim with a shirt on, Pete?
No. We went from water to the beach. We docked and then went water to the beach.
Like a 30-yard in the water. So I don't think that's that abnormal.
Right. So you could have walked with a shirt or walked without one.
Okay. Even if you were on the boat and you took your shirt off because it was 100 degrees out with the sun, I would still say that's not that odd.
No,
that's not odd. No, nothing is odd.
Oh, you looked at me like, you took your shirt off?
We're just saying
we were in the water.
We're just saying that get a tan.
You shower with shorts? Like, I mean...
No.
I should try that one.
I said, did anybody do anything embarrassing? And Pete said, you took your shirt off. But
you think I was chunky or something?
No, I told you.
You think I'm fat?
I said that you need to work on your tan.
I know. That's why I took the shirt off.
It didn't help.
Well, jeez. Okay, sorry.
No, but then more importantly, I was worried that Pete was swimming with a shirt on because that's pool or water sin number two.
No,
yes.
I wasn't doing that.
Number one is holding your nose.
Now, in the days where I was unacceptably bigger, I had a shirt on.
I've seen Pete take his shirt off in the studio.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. What a great day that was.
Memories that will last a lifetime.
Remember when Sarah Sampaio gave us the time of day?
Remember Sarah Sampaio? Yeah.
Tell everybody who Sarah is without an H at the end.
I think most people now know who Sarah Sampaio is, which is the problem.
No, I don't
She's
think
a swim SI or Victoria's Secret?
Victoria's Secret.
Well, we met her when she was doing the SI,
everything.
Right?
Yeah, she's just the supermodel,
right.
So she... dabbles in all sorts of clothing removal.
Right. So she was regular famous like when we first met her, and she came on a second time to shave Pete's head. And now, because she's like a full-on supermodel kind of, she's got nothing for us.
Yeah, she was a rookie when she came on with us and a no-name relative in the industry.
Yeah.
But clearly with her personality, her beautiful looks, she has catapulted to the top of the industry. And now, because we have not established ourselves in the 2 years of this show.
Right.
Well, look. It's
nothing.
Look, I will say this. Usually sometimes you make a name for yourself off of something that happened. And for me, I haven't. Except I've shaved my head, which is nice.
Yeah.
But no, Sarah Sampaio went on and is now, you know,
big time,
traveling everywhere. She has a boyfriend.
Does she have a boyfriend? Do we know that?
I believe so, because I believe one of her last pictures was that.
Uh-oh.
Was the boyfriend.
Did she have a boyfriend when she came in the first time?
We thought so.
She had a guy with her, and we were wondering if it was her boyfriend.
But it was not.
I don't think so.
Is that a term, right? Yeah, friend porn.
No.
Yeah.
Well, there's a fluffer. Like, isn't there like a...
Yeah, this is great. Keep going.
No, I thought it's like a key grip.
No.
You know, that type of thing.
No, well, I mean, gripping might be involved.
I might have gotten it mixed up. I apologize.
You did. Did you learn this in your sex ed class in high school?
No, it wasn't in the textbook.
Yeah, clearly it wasn't.
What is a fluffer? What do they do?
They get men physically ready to shoot scenes in porn movies.
That's not what that is.
Yeah, yes, it is.
I thought that was something on a common thing.
No, you can fluff a pillow. And or you're a fluffer on
a fluffer hair
movie set. No. No.
Might want to take that off your resume.
Yeah. Might want to never say that again.
Well, I was curious. I thought there was a fluffer.
You're sweet and naive.
Well, look, I was thinking of a fluffer and a hair.
You saying that word instantly makes me giggle.
Well, there's someone like that, though.
Dictionary.com, fluffer, a person employed on a pornographic film set to ensure that male actors are kept aroused.
Okay, well, let's just say this. There's obviously no fluffer on that set.
You know, I have a problem with that job.
Okay.
Why do they even need one?
Because they
are desensitized to it?
Partially, and I think they don't want to waste time shooting, so they get ready off camera.
Yeah, but,
and they get on camera.
Like in the green room.
Weird job.
Is that like
the minor leagues of porn? Like,
or like you're not pretty enough to be on camera, so they make you do that.
Right. That's like getting coffee for somebody here.
No, it's not actually at all like that.
No,
it's not. There's no radio comparison.
What is that? A temp? Yeah. Like a temp. How do they fluff you?
Freelance.
Orally.
Is it oral?
Oh. It is. Yes.
It's not by your hand.
I'm not asking this question.
Follow up definitions on UrbanDictionary.com specifically referenced oral.
That's such a weird job to have.
Yeah. How do you get to that position?
I mean, you're in porn.
You can understand it.
But if your job is you're the fluffer.
Right.
I mean, that is just a weird gig to have.
And like, are you also, I feel like, because like a porn set to me wouldn't have like the full normal like movie crew. So like, if you're the fluffer, did you also like do makeup and like make lunch? Like,
yeah.
I feel like everybody has multiple jobs. So you're just I'll do that as well today. Like,
how's
that?
You go out and pick up the chicken Caesar wraps.
You have conversations during it? Like, how are the kids?
Right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. What are you guys shooting next?
Oh, I'm good.
You're going on vacation. Where are you going?
Oh, we're going to the Myrtle Beach.
you sell that item on eBay yet?
Yeah, $4.99.
Thank you, Pete. You've made this the best episode of this podcast.
There's usually somebody that's there with the models on a set that like help with their hair. I don't know if they're makeup artists,
stylist is
another word.
Isn't there one that does everything though?
I mean, she had a good amount with her.
The second time, right?
Right.
No, more the first time. Because
time.
The first time the interview was through through one of the publicists, an SI or something.
Yeah,
that you set up.
Yeah.
Now, the second time was through her actual manager. So it was just the manager and her.
Okay.
Well, what about going back to how you set it up from the beginning and try to go through that way?
No, the problem with that is it wasn't. The way it works with this stuff is there's
It was in February when they were producing.
There's these agencies that then hook up with SI.
Then hook up with us. So, right.
Yeah. So it's
second, third party.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Then once we had her, we had a bit of it. We had a better line of communication with her. Just looked up who her publicist or agent was. You know, sent them what we did last time. Sarah came in. She saw Pete naked. Blah 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 blah.
I wasn't naked.
Okay, was shirtless.
Yeah.
But now it's just. I mean, they're not. She's not. She's too busy.
She's too busy for us. She's too cool for
and
us.
I mean, I don't can't blame her on her one day off.
Well, we're going to be busy coming up in a couple weeks as I'll be on vacation next week, and then we'll be back. And once we're back together, it's going to be NFL season.
Ugh.
And the college football season.
Ugh.
Well, a whole rest of the year, that's going to be filled with a lot of stuff, a lot of things to talk about.
When did
on
we...
On the podcast?
On a podcast,
I hope
yeah.
so.
When did we fill in on the TV side? Was it Labor Day week?
No, it was 4th of July.
Oh, so that's been more than a year since we did that?
Yep.
Are you serious?
Yes.
That was a year ago?
That was a year ago.
13 months ago?
Yes.
That feels like it was 6 days ago.
We're supposed to now be out of the way, right? Because there's a more important show coming in, but no one's here yet. What should we do? We keep talking? Do you want to leave again, Mike, and see if they're coming in here or not?
I think they're doing it by phone.
Right.
Well, I think we covered a lot.
So until you see Samter in there, I think we're safe. Okay. When I see him walk in the room, you wrap up. I mean, if he's not in here...
We'll just keep going?
We keep going, yeah.
So what else do you want to discuss? We discussed...
I have parking until 12:36, so right. I got 20 minutes.
All right, so Pete, sweet and innocent. You took your shirt off and it was fine at boat day. Are you concerned at all the sports spectators, our good friends AJ and Darius?
Our good friends, not his.
Yeah, it bothers me a little bit. Yeah, it definitely does.
Just because you're confused by why or because you want them to actually like you?
Both.
Yeah.
And now here...
Both. I'm a people pleaser, so yeah, it bothers me.
For last week, I had came up with the idea for Mike to interview Darius.
Right.
God's plan.
And Darius did not call. And so Mike was...
That was the last time I actually spoke with Darius.
See, that's pissed me off. Maybe it started from there.
When he originally said he'd come on the podcast?
Well, I'll backtrack now.
Okay, please.
But Darius called, he wanted to talk to me. He was upset. And we didn't talk. I don't know.
We're seeing some stuff that we haven't heard yet. I didn't hear that.
Disappointing, too, because he's never going to call the show again.
Right.
Which sucks, because he's awesome on the air.
And that's a great podcast. It's so much better than this one.
Yes.
And once, sound quality. Yeah, but you know what?
That's not true. Our podcast is better.
But they do it from a chopper.
Yes. But the point is, if you were to actually listen to that for the full 50 minutes, mm-hmm. you'd be bored out of your mind.
The only national...
I'm picking out the three parts that were entertained.
Right.
The only national podcast that gives us a chopper report for every
and
every
reads Body by Bisseglia promos.
Well, to be honest, I did normalize that audio so it enhanced the chopper background.
Right.
But it was there.
Still there.
But if I didn't do that, you wouldn't have been able to hear them.
Right.
So you have to take the good with the bad, I guess, or the bad with the bad.
And have we figured out, can you actually watch them do this thing too, or is it only audio?
Probably graphic.
Well, that's what they said. If it's on YouTube.
Right.
I don't know how that works. Problem is, their show is past my bedtime.
Yeah.
And then it's like a Saturday at 9. I'm not thinking about we got to go home and catch the latest Sports Spectators.
Where do you get the audio from? SoundCloud?
I go to SoundCloud and they're posted on the site and then I just roll on them.
Because they've referenced YouTube and Facebook, right? So should we go to YouTube and search
Facebook
Sports
is
Spectators?
Not there, but YouTube could be an option.
Well,
a generic background.
Maybe a slideshow of Darius on the scooter.
I mean, it's
hold on, let's go to YouTube.
Imagine
here.
If what it looks like based on what it sounds like.
Is there no keyboard here
in front of you?
It's behind your monitor.
Behind your monitor.
Oh.
They're really supposed to touch things in this room.
Yeah,
but
screw
we'll
that.
Speaking of things in this room,
go into it, Andrew?
Yeah, I mean, we'll go together.
While they look at this, speaking of things in this room, there is Chuckles over there.
Segues.
And I love Chuckles. I am not touching it.
Sports.
They're over there.
It comes up as a Google search. It's right there. It is.
Okay, click on it.
Promo number one,
yeah,
promo
but it's
number
their,
two.
Okay, it's just their promos. How about
Sports
the actual
Sports Spectators, four videos.
Yeah, it's just their promos.
Yeah, four promos.
It's not their actual shows.
Yeah, AJ is amazing. He's like my favorite person in the world.
Yeah, I don't think...
I want to take a guess.
I don't know.
I'm going to take a guess at what happened. I think that Darius was upset at the fact
No,
I think Darius was upset that we didn't cover his sports points. Because he was upset about that before.
Yeah. It's not Darius.
I think
it was
that.
AJ?
Oh, no. I got my names backwards. I'm sorry. It is. It's Darius. Yeah. Okay. I'm sorry. I apologize for that.
No, but I definitely think it's because of the fact that we are not using anything with their sports points.
Yeah. Agreed.
That's what I think. That's why I think he's upset at you.
But why is he blocking me? And not
because
the guys on air that are probably being a little more vicious.
Because he tried to talk to you and he didn't talk
to you. Yeah, you're the conduit. You're the connection. Right.
But I'm surprised he only... Still, wouldn't you think he would block all of us?
I don't know that he even follows me in the first place to block me.
Do you think he tried to do that as a way to not allow me to get to the audio?
I mean, that wouldn't make sense.
I originally, when I would find the audio, would go to Facebook, and then you just click on it. It's right there, as opposed to doing a search in SoundCloud, because it's just a little easier for me.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I was still able to obviously get it.
Right.
I don't know. At some point, I'll have to reach out to him.
Now, are we allowed to, can they say stop playing the audio and we'd have to listen? Or because they release it to the public, is it a fair game for us? How's that work?
I don't know.
Do you care?
Well, I mean, if he said stop doing it.
Right. It'd be great if they, like, the Sports Spectator's lawyer showed up one day with a cease and desist order to please stop playing their audio.
Please stop playing the audio. That would be intense. Here comes
the boys.
Here comes the fluffer.
All right, let's leave. We've got so much to teach Pete in 2 weeks. He's not here next week on vacation. Sorry. Just me and Mike. Mike and I. Actually, it's me and Mike.
No, I don't. I know. I'm just giving you a soft time.
Thank you. So, as always, thanks for listening. Previous editions of this podcast right below this one, wherever you found it, play.it on iTunes, wherever. Listen to this. Listen to the radio show, Geo and Jones, Monday through Friday, 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, CBS Sports Radio, cbssportsradio.com, and the radio.com app. Bye, Mike.
Shit.
Bye, Pete.
See you later. I'm going on vacation.
Sick nasty. We'll see you next week.